Welcome to Lakemount Worship Center, connecting you to the life-changing presence of Jesus Christ. We hope that you are blessed and inspired by today's message.
Moses made that his prayer, Lord, I want to see your face. And in the mystery of God, all in one chapter, Exodus 33, he says, God, I want to see your face. And God answers and says, no one can see my face and live. And yet, a few verses earlier, the Bible says that God and Moses spoke face to face the way a man speaks with his friend. The dimensions and the levels to the revelation of God's glory are varied. But his glory is incomprehensible. He dwells, the Bible tells us, in unapproachable light. When the children of Israel wanted to see and hear from God, they trembled when he spoke, so much so that they pushed Moses to the front. They said, you go talk to him. We're afraid that we might die. And God even confirmed it and said it to Moses himself. If you see my face, you can't live. The holiness of God, the glory of God, the light. In order for us to encounter a holy, loving God, he has to veil and dimension of the revelation of who he is. I don't know if you've ever been driving at night and there's some road construction that they're wanting to get done so desperately that they're working 24 hours a day. But when you're driving at night and they have an area that they need to have lit up, they'll get these massive floodlights and shine them on the roadway. And when you're driving by, you'll look over and you'll see people working, and it appears to your eye as you look into their workplace, it looks like daylight in there. And pro tip, if you're driving by at night and those lights are on, don't look directly at the light, or else you'll just see a big purple dot where you need to see road. Same way, if you took a candle and you lit it and you held it in that bright lit area, you might not even perceive the light of that candle because it's so overwhelmed by the floodlight in that space. And yet in this space, and even in just a few moments, we're going to take candles and light them. You'll see how even just one solitary candle can become a focal point in a room this size, just a single light, because it will penetrate and break the darkness. In the same way, God, with beyond what we could comprehend as the floodlight of his light and glory, the revelation of his true essence, needed to veil himself and loved us so much that he wanted to come to us in a way that we could approach him. God comes near to us so that we can come near to him. And in the scriptures that we've been reading over the course of this evening together, as we focus our attention on the true and ultimate meaning of this Christmas season, is the reality that God himself took on human flesh, and he didn't come into the halls of nobility and the halls of power, but was actually born to an unwed teenage girl, birthed in a feeding trough in a barn behind a hotel. Absolute humility for such radiant glory. The radiance of his glory coming in just flicker of a child's face. When, as we've read tonight, the angels made their declaration of God taking on human flesh, they didn't go to the halls and the corridors of power and speak to presidents and kings and world leaders, but instead they announced the majestic arriving of Almighty God in the flesh to shepherds on a hillside. Yes, there was the star that was placed in the sky that the wise men from Babylon saw and began to follow its path. And although that was evident to everyone, not everyone recognized it. And I dare say, if there was a new star in the sky tonight, I wouldn't recognize it either. But those who were looking and who were attuned recognized this as a message from the God of the universe, giving birth to nobility And the response of the wise men and the response of the shepherd was both the same, as these two diverse groups come into a manger to behold majesty, this juxtaposition of bright light in a dim room, this majesty in a feeding trough. They responded to a person in worship. Before any miracle was ever performed, before Jesus ever multiplied fish and bread or opened a blind eye, before he ever answered a prayer, they worshiped. Because like the cry of the song we've just sang, they could see the face of God in a tangible human form. God with us. It's really the message of Christmas. It's a whole lot of things that have been added to Christmas, and a lot of it fun and some of it silly, but a lot of it meaningful, and family and friends and gifts and generosity and turkey and pie. But put all that to the side, the message of Christmas is God with us. God draws near to us so that we can draw near to him. Let me recap this scripture that we read just a few moments ago from John chapter 1. Pick it up at verse 9. And it says, "The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. And yet to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word," meaning Jesus, "the Word became flesh and made a dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." John was inspired of the Holy Spirit to put those words together that we might receive that testimony. And as John writes and says that we've beheld his glory, the light of God, we've beheld his glory, he wasn't speaking metaphorically, he wasn't speaking figuratively, he wasn't speaking in the abstract or generally, but John was referencing right there an experience that happened that only he and two other disciples shared with Jesus, Peter, James, and John, when one day Jesus called them up on a mountain to pray. And in that place of prayer, the Bible says that Jesus was transfigured before them and he shone brighter than the sun. The glory of God that had been veiled in human flesh all of that time, for that brief moment of prayer and time in communion together, the glory of God shone through and it changed their lives. John says here, make no mistake, as we're talking about a baby born in a manger, make no mistake, the glory of God is resident in that humble, approachable state. The brightest light came as a flicker of hope. A baby, vulnerable, born in a feeding trough. His presence, his appearing, comes in the most unassuming places that people like you and like me could have hope that if he would come to Mary, and if he would be born in a barn behind a hotel, to be worshipped by shepherds, magi from the east, perhaps you and I, maybe he might make a home with me. God with us is not just in general, but it's God with me, God with you, God with us here and now specifically. Not a historic event 2,000 years ago, though that's true, but a present reality for us here tonight. Through the eyes of faith. The prophet Isaiah said this in Isaiah chapter 9. He said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. on those living in the land of the shadow of death. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you've shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders and the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning and will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. I'm thankful that the message of Christmas is God with us, and that God who comes near to us takes upon himself the government and peace. I want to say to you tonight that you can be at peace in this world because he rules the world with truth and grace. The government is on his shoulders. We can be at peace because he's a wonderful counselor, because he's the Prince of Peace. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. God is with us. For those of you walking with Jesus right now, be reaffirmed and reassured in your faith in the knowledge the loving God of the universe draws near to make his home right where you are. Your body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you're here tonight and Jesus is not the Lord of your life. You don't know him personally. Let me say to you, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. There's a great light that's being revealed that needs to be discerned and picked up by faith. Like a star in the sky that everybody can see but only few recognize. Tonight, God, by his Spirit, would touch your heart to recognize the reality of who Jesus is. That through faith, you could come into a living encounter with a loving God. Know Jesus personally and walk with him through the darkness of this world with great light, shining within because of his love, his truth. What a great assurance we have because of the hope of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like more information on who we are, visit our website at lakemount.ca or download our app for your mobile device.